You are. You're sitting in for our esteemed colleague, John Hockenberry.
And I'm Catherine Lanford. Now, a lame duck session of Congress is starting today, with Democrats most likely working toward a bailout of U.S. automakers. Of course, that bailout is going to be facing opposition from many Republicans and the Bush White House. President-elect Barack Obama was looking ahead as well yesterday when he spoke on 60 Minutes about the bailout.
Well, let's see how this thing plays itself out. For the auto industry to completely collapse would be a disaster in this kind of environment, not just for individual families, but the repercussions across the economy would be dire. So it's my belief that we need to provide assistance to the auto industry. But I think that it can't be a blank check.
New York Times reporter David Herzenhorn joins us now on the line from Washington to talk about how this and other issues are going to occupy Congress over what could be a dramatic few months. Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning, Catherine.
Okay, now how likely is it that we're going to see the Senate passing some form of an aid package for automakers?
Well, we just don't know. And what you may see is not an aid package, but what the White House and the Republican leader Mitch McConnell are pushing for is really a legislative fix to an energy bill from last year that provided $25 billion in loan guarantees for the auto industry. And so what they're saying is, you know, get that money to them faster and easier first before approving new federal dollars for the auto companies.
All right. Now, there was some talk about some sort of aid that was going to be attached to continued unemployment benefits. Is that what we're talking about here?
It depends, again, on how they do it, and we just don't know. You know, lawmakers are coming back to Washington starting later today and tomorrow. The strategy, as they've outlined it, is that they will start with a piece of legislation, presumably one that's already been passed by the House, extending unemployment benefits. That's part of what the Democrats would like to have included in a much wider economic stimulus package that they know they can't get done. That there was one version of that unemployment benefits extension that was approved just in September before they left for the fall campaign. So the idea is they would start in the Senate with that, try to add something for the automakers as an amendment to that bill, and then send it back over to the House to either get reapproved or figure out how to do the pieces. But we just don't know what form it will take. And, you know, Mitch McConnell has basically held the cards for the last 2 years. The Republican minority is strong enough to block things in the Senate where you typically need 60 votes on any controversial issue. And that large minority holds, you know, until January 6th.
I was just going to say, well, let's talk about the shifting political landscape there. Now, Senate Democrats are going to have to decide on a couple of things. For instance, Senator Joe Lieberman. What is going to happen to his status? He's declared himself independent, but he was counted for a while there as one of the Democratic votes. So is he going to be stripped of his chairmanship given what happened in the last election?
Well, there are leadership votes and all sorts of organizing that's happening this week as well. There are the new members of Congress who've just been elected who are coming to Washington for some orientation activities. The Democrats are in this interesting quandary. There are quite a number of them who really do want to punish in some demonstrable way Senator Lieberman, who was so zealous in his support of John McCain. For a lot of people, he crossed a line at the Republican convention when he wasn't just supporting his friend, but started to criticize Barack Obama. The tricky thing here is that, remember, there are three Senate races that are still undecided in Alaska, Minnesota, and Georgia. And if those all happened, it's unlikely, but if all of those went the Democrats' way, then Lieberman would be the 60th vote in the Senate, which is symbolic in that that's the number you need to break filibusters and push legislation forward. So there's sort of a tug of war, folks who want to punish him and folks who want to keep him organizing with the Democrats. In Connecticut, though, as you point out, he's still registered to vote as a Democrat. There are some people so angry they want him to switch his voter registration.
But, David, it's just so hard to imagine a scenario where he doesn't pay some kind of consequence for what many consider, disloyalty.
You know, politics is a funny thing. There are a lot of scenarios. I mean, the most drastic punishment, the one that he is certainly resisting, is that he's stripped of the chairmanship of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Other, you know, ideas that have been put out there is that he holds on to that chairmanship, but he loses a seat on the Environment Committee, for instance, that there's some other, you know, you would think that it would be clear cut, but it never quite is. You know, the majority leader, Harry Reid, keeps pointing out that Lieberman has voted with the Democrats 90% of the time, and that they've needed those votes. It does look curious.
Okay, and very quickly, what sort of leadership struggles are we looking at on the Republican side this week?
Well, on the Republican side, Mr. McConnell seems safe. There are some changes further down in the leadership. John Cornyn of Texas is going to take over the Republican campaign operations. On the House side, there's a last minute challenge to John Boehner of Ohio, who's the Republican leader. Dan Lungren from California has put in a challenge there. Other House leaders have stepped down. Roy Blunt, the whip, and Adam Putnam, the conference chair, have stepped down. So we'll see some new faces. Eric Cantor, for instance, of Virginia, stepping up into the whip's role. So there's a little bit of shuffling going on, and certainly some committee fights as well.
Okay. Here's your chance for the 15-second forecast. What are we going to see this week with this lame duck Congress?
You know, the congressional reporters don't bet on anything until it's signed, sealed, and delivered. My guess is that what you'll see is some type of aid for the automakers. You know, it may not be the full $25 billion in new money that Democrats want, but
okay.
You will see something.
All right. Well, David Herzenhorn, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
And that is David Herzenhorn, New York Times reporter on the Lame Duck Congress. You're listening to The Takeaway.